Sister Lisa, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ. Sister Lisa gave us a great talk as part of our missionary appeal. And because it was such a good talk, you gave her a great deal of applause, which was a good thing to see. So I don't know if I have to give a homily this evening. You know, she gave a good talk that is very encouraging to all of us. And it's a good reminder when Sister speaks like this, of the missionary call of the church. You know, all of us are called to be missionaries, not just Sister and the members of her community, but all of us. You know, our Catholic faith is a missionary faith that calls all of us to give the good news of Jesus Christ to other people. So I hope Sister's call will lead you to be generous so her community can take the good news of Jesus to those who've never heard it. But I also hope her talk gives each one of you the encouragement in your own heart to be a missionary here at home. You know, we live in a very non-Christian society these days, and there are a lot of people here who know Jesus' name but don't know Jesus. And to be a missionary means that we, by our enthusiasm, which Sister has a lot of, and by our own faithfulness to the gospel, we encourage other people to consider, if they've been Christians but not practicing Christians, to be practicing Christians once again. So, Sister, thank you very, very much. We're grateful. And a reminder to you, be very generous in the second collection today so that Sister's trip here won't be in vain in terms of the good of her community. Because Sister did give a beautiful talk, I'm going to give a shorter talk than I usually give. I was going to spend a little bit of time at the beginning of my reflections this evening talking about vacation, something people do in the summer, and something that Jesus actually encourages us to do in today's gospel. You know, he and his apostles were out preaching. They actually had a difficult time. This particular passage takes place after the beheading of St. John the Baptist, the one who was a missionary about Jesus to his own community, and because of his courage, lost his life. And so they were having a difficult time. And they came back and told Jesus about all they had done and what they were teaching. And his words to them were, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." So we find in the scriptures an instruction about vacation. You might not often think of that. Not only in today's gospel, but listen once again to the first part of today's responsorial psalm. It says this, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In verdant pastures he gives me repose," which means rest, right? "Besides restful water he leads me, he refreshes my soul." So part of Jesus' own mission or ministry to us is to lead us to a place in our own lives which where we find rest and repose. And that's what vacations are supposed to be about. You know, many people in our culture today don't understand that. We work and work and work and work in order to take vacations, right? We see vacations as somehow a reward for good work that we do. But the Christian understanding of a vacation is that we find a place of rest so that we can go work again, you know. Vacations are to help us work. They're not the result of us working hard and giving ourselves a reward. So think about your own understanding of vacation. Do you see it as a reward for hard work? Or do you see it as a moment of refreshment so that you can recommit yourself once again to your responsibilities in life? You know, the responsibilities of being a spouse, the responsibilities of being a parent, responsibilities of being a clergyman, of being a lawyer, being a teacher, whatever, you know. Vacations are supposed to be part of our life in order to give us energy to be more faithful to the task that God has given us. So I hope you get a vacation this summer. You know, we all need that. But the goal of life is not vacation. The goal of life is work. And by work, I don't mean necessarily hard work, but creativity and trying to accomplish something with the talents that God has given us. You know, we rest in order to be alive and to share the gifts that God has given us with other people. So Sister's going to go off and be a missionary at the end of this week, you say, Sister? Or tomorrow, she's gonna go tomorrow. And I hope your time at home has been a time of rest and refreshment. You're certainly going back with a great deal of enthusiasm, and that enthusiasm is contagious. You know, the church understands Sunday, which we celebrate every week, as a time of rest. It's supposed to be a mini vacation in the midst of a very busy week. Unfortunately, we fill it up with many things, right? And if you look at the interstate, you know, as you come to the cathedral today, you see the people are just as busy on Sunday as they are anytime. The purpose of Sunday, the reason the Lord gave us the gift of Sunday, is to force us to rest and recuperate in order that we can be free and generous in the week that lies ahead. You know, so examine your own use of Sunday. You know, is it a time where you and your family try to find space to be with one another, to rest, to recuperate from what's gone on, to read and learn new things in order to be re-energized for the work that God has in your life that lies ahead of you? So let's try to learn to use Sundays better, and let's try to use our vacations better so that our rest and vacation can give us new energy in the service of the gospel.